Hey, this is Terry, and it's that time again. I bet you couldn't wait. Another 20 minutes of nonsense. This one might be a little offensive, so be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, I do hereby call to order the 103rd meeting of the Batman Mystery Club.
One, two, three, four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. Maybe now we could add just a little bit more. Sing one motherfucker, then two motherfucker, now three motherfucker. Well, it's so much fun singing one motherfucker with the dumb motherfucker who wrote it. One motherfucker, then two motherfucker, now three motherfucker. See, it won't be long before some motherfucker, maybe you motherfucker, be the crazy motherfucker singing dumbass songs to me. Maybe they'll even put your ugly ass on TV. Maybe. So sing one motherfucker, then two motherfucker, and three motherfucker, this lesson's free. Sing one motherfucker with the dumb motherfucker who wrote it, and that's me.
Well, that's Necco Way. The candy that nobody likes.
Told you 1,000 times that I'm a boy that's deep in love. But it's not you I miss, it's your pussy that I'm thinking of. I miss your pussy, it's sad but true. I miss your pussy, but I can't say I miss you. Your pussy is perfect, so warm and so damp. It's just so sad that you're a tramp. You're so sweet, face is like an angel. But it's your pussy that changed my man-meat angle. You cooked and you cleaned for me. You made me feel at home. But your tight pussy gave me this bone. I tossed and I turned. I prayed, nearly died. I even said I love you, which was such a filthy lie. You were such a shitty lover, but your coochie was so smooth. I begged it, I cried, I laughed and I lied, but no other pussy would do. Cats are all different, some are tight, some are loose. Some are clean and pretty, while others smell like moose. Late at night, when I crank one out in bed, the smell of your pussy that's stuck in my head. I paid for it, and I sold for it. I even fucked a dog, looking for the answer. When it sucks, it's still not bad. I've had some great ones, but yours was the best I've ever had. But I'll survive this, and my cock doesn't even care. My new thing is pussy without any hair.
I love to play this game with you. I just hope you can't feel my boner twister.
I was minding my own business, strolling along, when I bumped into a midget in a tiny pink thong. She said, "Hey, Mr. Twisted, nice to see that you can make it. Let me ask you one quick question, ever seen a midget naked?" I snapped back to reality. For a moment there, I thought I'd seen a portal to another place in time, where magic mushrooms line the street, the sign says free, all you can eat, and any word that falls in place will rhyme. Blown away on winds of change, the world around me now so strange, the mind beneath my shiny dome do think. Perhaps between the talking trees and purple singing bumblebees, some evil bastard must have spiked my drink. I snap back to reality, can't figure out what's wrong with me, somewhere along the way I've lost my mind. So many colors here to see, could someone pass the LSD? On second thought, I think I feel just fine. How the hell did I get home, and why'd I buy that stupid gnome? He laughs at me when I come home fucked up, fumbling with the ring of keys, and why don't I remember these? Shit, I think I've stolen someone's truck. I snap back from reality to the place where beavers grow on trees and bloom in lovely shades of blue and red, where nothing is quite as it seems, a place beyond your wildest dreams. It's where I learned that midgets give good head.
Burl Squirrel coming at you again, folks, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about something that everyone experiences but finds a little bit embarrassing. But I want you to know it's okay, and that thing I'm talking about is the shit giggles. We've all had them. You put your little tushy there on the seat, squirt out a few puppies, and you know what I'm talking about. I just want you to know it's okay. Enjoy your shit giggles today.
Last time I smoked pot, I smoked too much. I won't touch the stuff. No, I don't wanna puff. I ain't been doing enough. This is the last time I scrape my bowl. It's out of control. I ain't feeling whole. I misplaced my soul. Yeah, ain't recovery tough. Sing this with me tomorrow night.
Tattoos on her titties and calluses on her hands. She's a little bit of both, not enough of neither, but you swear she was a man. She wears an old hard hat, she's loud and proud, she don't run and hide. She's known across South Texas as the Texas City Dyke. She's rough as a corn cob, she's tough as a boot, meaner than a pit bull, she's a welder for Brown and Root. Well, her real name is Bertha Bobby, I'll call her Butch. She's just like one of the guys. Ah, but don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas City Dyke. alongside of that Texas city dyke. Two things she likes doing, and one of them is fight. She'll do you in front of all your friends and spit red man in your eye. So don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas city dyke. Her bite the caps off a Lone Star, long neck beer bottles just for fun. Arm wrestle them truck drivers, take their money one by one. Well, she claims she can lick her eyebrows and steal any woman in sight. Keeps her vibrators on a gun rack. She's a Texas city dyke. Well, she's got herself a cute little girlfriend, sweetest thing you ever saw. Brings her down to our old hangout. She likes to show her off. And when they're kissing in the corner, you better not criticize. You might get your ass whipped by the Texas city dyke. Well, don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas city dyke. Two things she likes doing, and one of them is fight. She'll do you in front of all your friends and spit red man in your eye. So don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas city dyke. Well, now me and the band, Sid and Jamie, Fat Bob, and his old lady, were shooting some pool when all hell broke loose at an ice house in Texas City. Well, that diesel dyke whipped Fat Bob's ass and spit red man in his eyes. And Fat Bob's old lady up and ran away with the Texas City dyke. Well, Fat Bob got his ass whipped by the Texas city dyke. Two things she likes doing, and one of them is fight. We heard her yell and laugh as she drove past with Bob's wife by her side. Don't you piss off a bitch in heat when it's the Texas city dyke. Yeah, don't you piss off a bitch in heat when it's a Texas city dyke. Yeah, don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas city dyke.
June 4th, 2005 will always be remembered as the day that I looked into the mirror and confirmed my suspicion. I'm losing my hair.
I thought about Propecia, but pain in just one ball really freaks me out. I went down to Boswell Institute. The salesman told me it's only as much as it costs to get a transplant. Only 3 weeks ahead, scabs, that's not for me. No, if it's balding I am, it's a bald guy I'm gonna be. I know I'm not alone.
No, I'm not alone.
Every room I go to, some dude knows how I feel. It's just hair. If we were truly evolved, we wouldn't have that shit anywhere. I've got a few years to go before it really starts to show. Until that day, yeah, I've still got
bald guy someday.
Bruce Willis is fucking hot. And Captain Picard is generally regarded as sexy. Just like that dude from Snatch. If I just start working out
and buy some clothes, I'll be so cool. No one will notice I'm a bald guy. Gonna be a bald guy. Gonna be a bald guy someday.
You know, there must be a damn thousand rap songs out there glorifying the asses and the titties.
Heck yeah, there are.
So many people overlooking one of the best parts of the body there is. Well, no talent didn't forget the little things.
Heck no, we didn't.
It's nipple time. Look through the panty catalog. We be scrutinizing every page. Search for the elusive nipple. Begins at an early age. Before the World Wide Web, seeing some nipple was enchanting. We learned firsthand that you better not take that fine little nipple for granted. We all had a favorite ones. Mine belonged to a girl named Vandala. She was posing on the beach in a fishnet top with them things looking all stellar. A vision that can never leave me. Well, all the times it made me unzip. All because she dared to expose the little thing we come to know and love as a nip. Even now that I'm older, nipple searching's still a fun game. Blurred out boobies on the TV, showing nipples of certain fame. Hell, I've even gone as far as to order those wild videos just for a look at the nips on some terrifying sweet little spring break hoes. It's nipple time.
Nipple.
Boobs are nice, but they're really just framing up the true prize.
Nipple.
Everyone is unique. It's a beautiful art gallery for the eyes.
Nipple.
Is it cold in here or are the pencil erasers up in your bra?
Nipple.
Show me them nipples like a college chick would do at Mardi Gras.
Nipple.
Go to the fridge, fetch D, double D, a big ice cube.
Nipple.
It's lining me up. Nipples are the sweet bullseye to boob.
Nipple.
The human turkey timer says you've done just right.
Nipple.
Never get bored of seeing them nipples night after night.
Nipple time in the morning. It's nipple time again at dusk. Can I please see them nipples? Oh, I really, really must. She says you like these jugs of mine. And I say not really, ma'am. But the nipples on the tip of them sure got me shouting out, hot damn. I've seen all sorts of nipples at the titty bars in the Peach State. Areola the size of a dime, areola like a dinner plate. Some looking like dark chocolate, other ones you can barely see. Blend into the boob just like a katydid hanging on the leaf of a tree. Some nips be sticking on out, seems like they must be more than an inch. Stand up tall, like they're waiting for Big B to give a firm pinch. Chicks go on and hide them with a little piece of electrical tape. Ain't no reason to keep them veiled when they're trying to make a bold escape. It's nipple time.
Nipple.
Big B likes nipples more than any other rapper out there.
Nipple.
When a nipple's exposed, I just can't help but turn and stare.
Nipple.
At the pool with the nip peeking out the bikini top.
Nipple.
On the models in the window of the local panty shop.
Nipple.
For my time, there really ain't no substitute.
Nipple.
When it comes to nipples, you can call Big B extremely astute.
Nipple.
If you ever get down, there's just one thing that B prescribes.
Nipple.
It'll pick you up and make you happy like I can't describe.
It's time to get out there and do some good old-fashioned nipple scouting. Ain't no doubt where to go for them in order to ensure a fruitful outing. Travel on out to the nudie beach when I need a little exuberance. I hope you ladies don't take offense when I go and catch a glimpse of your protuberance. I know I got them nipples too, but it's obvious where they vary. I ain't never seen no hot chicks with nipples be looking all hairy. I guess they saved all the nice ones, the true cream of the crop, and put them to use on the gender with the big round mammy sitting up top. All fine chicks out there, give us fellas something to cheer about. Help us out, honey. I ain't no need to start up a nipple drought. So wear the tank top, and please don't put on no damn padded bra. Hot little chicks nipping out, get the D-O-double-G full struck with awe. It's nipple time.
Nipple.
Nipple.
Boobs are nice, but they're really just framing up the true prize.
Nipple. Nipple.
Everyone is unique. It's a beautiful art gallery for the eyes.
Nipple.
Is it cold in here, or are the pencil erasers up in your bra?
Nipple.
Show me them nipples like a college chick would do at Mardi Gras.
Nipple.
For my time, there really ain't no substitute.
Nipple.
When it comes to nipples, you can call Big B extremely astute.
Nipple.
If you ever get down, there's just one thing that B prescribes.
Nipple. nipple.
It'll pick you up and make you happy like I can't describe.
Nipple. 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 Nipple.
I see your tears. What can I do that might assuage your fears? Why must you point your finger at me? Trust in coincidence and you will see. I'm so sorry that I teabagged your sister. It was purely accidental. In my Lincoln Continental, baby. And I'll be more careful with the placement of my balls next time I'm pants down in the back of my car and I slip and fall and it's all for you. You know it's all for you. I know you're angry, but it's getting out of hand. Why don't you seem to even want to understand? I'm thinking you think you're seeing me, something inside yourself. Perhaps it's you who's in love with someone else. But anyway, I'm so sorry I went down on your best friend. You know, at least I told her no when she offered her rear end to me. And it wasn't on purpose anyway. I tripped on a banana peel. Don't let what we have slip away. You know my love is real and it's all for you. Oh, it's all for you. It was just a teabag. It don't mean nothing to me. 'Cause you know my love is all for you. It's all for you.
What the fuck is going on here? Looks like Terry went and did it again. I told him to cut this shit out. I'm sorry you had to hear this, or maybe you didn't. Like anyone downloads this crap. Well, for information on any of the bits played on tonight's show, visit juicedpenguin.com. Thank you and good night.